up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. We're getting together and we're talking to the premiere. It finally came back. Sleepy Hollow on Fox. We've been waiting. We're on, season three now, Miss Amy McCracken?
Yes, season three. Hi, guys. This is Amy from Variety Ready Online.
Yes. So depending on where you're hearing this recap show, you could be hearing it on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, where you can find my stuff, or Amy's channel, which is audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. So go there on both of them. Like, comment, do whatever you got to do.
We made it easy for everybody, too, because all they can really do is go to our websites also and then just click on the Audio Boom link.
Yes, and we'll give that at later on the end of the show. So let's talk about it. Last night, premiere, you and I know that I saw your tweets and your Instagram posts. You were, like, really stoked and excited for it.
I was so excited for it, and it let me down completely.
Yeah.
Was this seriously the premiere? It was like this mid-season, we ran out of idea.
Yeah. Like, well, you know,
seriously?
What? I wouldn't go that far for me. I wouldn't sit there going, guys, come on. You guys ran out of ideas of what kind of show to do, blah, blah, blah. But I this didn't feel like a premiere at all.
No.
At all. And I was kind of like, what?
I actually picked up the iPad.
Really?
That's how bored I was.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
See, people, when Amy says that means either she gets on her phone or iPad because she's lost total attention when it comes to the episode.
Yep.
So, yeah.
But I have to rewatch it because obviously my friend Cullen was a cop in it and I totally missed him.
Oh, that's not cool. See, that's not good. That's not good when you don't see your friends in the show and you don't.
I know.
It must have been really that bad if you're like, sorry, dude, I didn't even see you.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, okay, let's start off here.
Normally,
when we do these recap shows, we'll jump into our favorite parts. It's kind of like, I like to call it water cooler talk, you know?
Yeah.
But since it's the premiere episode, I kind of wrote my notes down a little bit differently. That way we can kind of, but I'm not going to go into great detail because this episode was, okay. So, I have to admit, I was really excited. The episode just starts off with the horsemen riding.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, we got the horsemen. And then I was like, no, what are you doing to, no.
And then I was like, who is this witch? What is this chick doing to my horse? Man.
Like, stay away from him.
Yeah, I was not happy with that because if anybody's listened to our past recap shows, we're fans of the horsemen. I'm a big fan of the horsemen.
Yeah, I like the horsemen.
Yes, even when he's carrying a machine gun and blasts people with shotguns, I'm a fan of the horsemen. So to see the horsemen get put into this box, I'm not happy at all. So that let me down. I was excited to see Thomas Howell play Pony Boy. Do you know who Pony Boy is?
No.
Oh my God. You've never seen The Outsiders?
No.
Patrick Swayze? Tom Cruise? You've never seen The Outsiders?
Oh, I might have, but I was young.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'll Netflix it.
Yes.
It's probably not on Netflix.
I believe it is. C. Thomas Howell was the FBI boss to Abby, and he's old school. Secret admirer.
Oh, I know who he is.
He's old school.
He was in Southland.
Okay, but you shut up because you've never seen The Outsiders. and the reference Stay Gold Pony Boy, you just don't. Okay, moving right along. But for the people that know what I'm talking about, then yeah, you know what I'm talking about there. Now we get to see Crane. Crane's locked up. And apparently he's kind of left after it's been 9 months since the finale.
Since he's actually talked to Abby.
Yeah, since I guess the finale of season two, because in the finale he kills what's her face?
Yeah, Katrina.
Yeah.
And his son.
Yeah, so he's kind of, I think he deserved that break, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, he went to find relatives, which he stumbled on something that got him arrested.
Well, you know what? That's Crane for you. I'm glad that he had to, I'm glad he's out there clearing his mind, but I'm glad he found something, too, because then we wouldn't have any missions. Abby is no longer a lieutenant. She is,
Agent,
FBI
agent,
which that's gonna get a little getting used to. So I don't know how that's going to play off. Is that going to – because during this episode, you could kind of tell –
I don't think it's going to last.
Well, you know, she had to like, okay, well, I'm helping out the mission here in Sleepy Hollow, but then, oops, I got to go do FBI agent stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to – do you think it's going to come to a time where she's going to have to choose?
She's going to have to choose. She's going to have to become, you know, yeah, she'll have to become like the sheriff of Sleepy Hollow.
See, and so that means the sheriff now would have
and
to
when
die.
When did Sleepy Hollow actually get an FBI headquarter?
A lot of stuff happens in 9 months.
Okay? I guess so.
I can tell you really didn't like the episode because you're starting to rag on it now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll cut back.
let's see here. I was excited and really excited to see Nikki Reed in it.
Yes, that's really cool that little because Sleepy Hollow moved from North Carolina, moving to North Carolina to now Atlanta, Georgia.
Correct.
And that's where they also film The Vampire Diaries. And you know, her and Ian, they just got married.
Yes.
So that's cool that they both have shows that film in Atlanta.
Yeah. And I'm hoping she's going to, they showed her name.
She was in the preview. So you're in the preview. You're in more than one episode, right?
Right. She's part of the intro of the show.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if we're going to keep seeing flashbacks to this, or is she going to get pulled from that world over to our world?
Maybe she's the demon.
Because I'd be pissed off if that was because she's badass.
Yeah, well, she made the American flag.
Yeah, and she whoops
ass. Ross.
So yeah, so I'm.
She got a little side piece with Crane.
Well, I think they just like each other. I don't think they slept together.
No, they slept together.
And what else? Oh, I did find out that this episode was directed by Peter Weller.
Oh, that's cool.
Mr. RoboCop himself.
Yeah.
So I do like him. Go ahead, rag on him.
No, I like him.
I know.
There's
no
rag into that.
Rag on the episode.
The directing was beautiful. The acting was beautiful.
You're such a liar.
The writing, not so much.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow writers. They're probably going to.
No, don't get me wrong. It just didn't feel like an opening. And you know I love Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, I know. And if anybody listens to our past, because we recap season one and season two.
And season two. And I love Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
We actually started off with like four hosts for season one, and look who's still standing.
That's because they all suck. That's why. they couldn't hack it. So, yeah, because we're true fans. Those ones are like wannabe fans.
Exactly.
So,
I'm still here.
So, yeah, you know, yeah, I would have to agree with you on that. I mean,
so, what did you think of the monster? What did you think of the demon?
The Magwai.
Yes.
I thought he was cool looking. Not one of my favorite creatures. I've had better creatures.
But I did like how they brought in, you know, because we always, growing up, you hear, don't shoot until you see the white of their eyes.
That's right there. That line there. I had to rewind. I chuckled when I was watching. I think my wife was in the room when I was watching it. And I laughed and I had to rewind it because I think that was probably my best – that was my favorite scene in the entire episode.
Yeah.
It was just a quote that they used because it was. And that's something that you and I have always said since season one and two, and how they grab the history, American history, and kind of wove it into into how they – like especially with this. Don't shoot them until you see the whites of the eyes. And we think it's, you know, the British – and really, it's demons. What if it is?
Demons. Yeah. You know, so, I do. That's one thing I really like about Sleepy Hollow, that they
that was really creative.
That.
So that was probably my favorite part of the entire episode.
One of my favorite parts was when they actually went to colonial times.
That was nuts. At first I thought, what is this, a museum? And then I was watching, I was like, wait, this is a restaurant. This is like one of those Chuck E. Cheese's. Which I thought it was hilarious.
But you know they actually have, though.
Do they really?
Yeah.
That is a real restaurant?
Yeah.
So it's got to be over where you live.
No, it's actually up north.
We don't have that here in
Texas. I mean,
so you
the East Coast is better than
whatever.
Texas.
Everything's bigger and better in Texas. Remember that. Just look at the map, okay? You'll see how big Texas is.
But you know what?
What?
I might have to come stay with you for a while because we're getting ready to get a hurricane and a bunch of floods.
Oh, yeah. You can stay over there.
Different note.
No, you can stay over there and we can do recap shows and you can do I can interview you during those hard times.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Let's see what else. So no, the restaurant thing was funny. I find it very I don't know. It just seemed that everything just happened too easy for the team in this. It was like, oh, the map, you know, the map, and it's at Colonial Times. It's in the restaurant. And then, you know, at the end of this episode when, you know, the Magua jumps on Crane, but luckily Abby shoots him and kills. Everything just happened really easy and fast.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't know. I don't. Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think of Pandora's box?
Well, I mean, this witch, I'm assuming she's a witch.
Yeah.
She's going to be collecting evil stuff for something.
Well, for her box.
Yeah. Well, but no, I think there's a bigger picture. I think there's something at the end of that box. Like, yeah. I'm gathering all this evil power for you. And that's what I think. Whatever it is. I think she has a boss is what I'm saying. So
do you think it's somebody that we've already seen?
No, I just think it's something evil, probably bigger and badder.
So Henry and Katrina are gone, done.
I you know what?
Never coming back.
No, I think Katrina's going to come back, and I think Henry. They're powerful. You know, I hope Henry comes back because he was one of my favorites.
He was one of mine too.
And Katrina was just good on the eyes. But
you got two now.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Well, I mean, I have Nikki Reed. She's good on the eyes. This witch, I've seen her in different movies also.
I don't think I've seen her in anything.
Yeah, I've seen her. I've seen her in a lot of stuff, and she's good on the eyes also. But I don't like her right now because she put my headless horseman in the box.
Yeah,
and I'm a fan of him.
You get know? The horse out, then you'll be happy.
And the horseman. I mean, like, he was just riding through the woods, minding his own business.
I know.
And she's like, "Oh, pretty horse."
Okay, so what do you think about Jenny? What do you think about, you know, her attitude in this first episode?
I guess she's going to be taking place of the guy that you liked. What's his name?
Holly.
Yeah, I guess he's going
to
be.
They need to bring him back.
Yeah.
He's easier on the eyes.
Yeah. It seemed like Jenny is in a better place.
She seems happy.
And she seems prettier, too. No, and when I say prettier is because, this, you know, in season two, she was always, she's a tomboy.
She's not walking around moping.
Yeah, yeah, but she was a tomboy. You know, she was more of a tomboy. This one here, she looked like, I mean, I have to say, it looks like she got some. And she was just.
She probably did.
You know, she was happy. She's like, I got
this. It's been 9 months.
Yeah. Well, you know, so, but it was good to see Jenny. And we noticed that Captain Irving is gone.
Yeah. And he's alive, but still. How are you going to be gone?
He needs to protect his family. That's a good right there.
That's true. That's why I think that either Abby's going to have to become the actual. You know,
I don't know. Yeah,
captain of Sleepy Hollow.
I don't know if I'm going to be cool with seeing like Abby, like seeing a story in Sleepy Hollow and dealing with the supernatural, and then having to do a drug bust or, you know, something I would see in Sons of Anarchy, and Abby's there with the FBI. I just don't.
Yeah.
No. Just keep it supernatural. Keep it. You know, and you never know. Maybe this episode was supposed to be like this because. This is kind of setting us up. I mean, for these whole 9 months, it's been kind of peaceful.
Crazy.
Well, no, I would say peaceful in the sense where Crane was doing his thing and she was doing her thing. And now supernatural stuff is about to start and she's going to have to pick a side. She's not going to have – I mean, they just found that tablet that says that they're pretty much destined for something bigger.
And evil's finally come back to Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah.
Now – Yeah, I don't see her being the FBI agent all the time.
I don't think it's gonna last.
I hope not.
You know, I mean, it sucked that C. Thomas Howell got killed, Frank. I you know, when he got slit throat by the Magwai.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, come on! I was like, what? He just killed him. I just got Pony Boy. See, you don't even know that reference, but still, I was like, whoa, wait a second.
Well, he had to go. He had to.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. But I think that's it for me.
Yeah, that's honestly it for me too.
It just didn't. It didn't feel like I really thought it was going to be like, holy crap balls.
Yeah, I thought it was going to leave me at least going, oh god, I can't wait until next week.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm cool.
Which reminds me, you know, next week you're going to be doing the show by yourself.
Why? What happened?
I won't be here.
Where are you going to be at?
I will be in Atlanta for the Vampire Diaries convention.
I'll handle it myself.
And Friday is my birthday.
Well, are you going to at least watch the show and send me some like text messages?
Hopefully.
That means no. That means no. I'll do it myself.
Like I just said, it's going to be my birthday.
When? Next Friday.
October the 9th.
I know. I have it on my calendar.
Do you really? Yep.
9th Amy B Day.
Aw, he does care.
No. I didn't say I cared. I just wrote it down because I think you've told me like 15 times. So I was like, you know what? I better write it down right here.
I just want a really good gift.
So next weekend, so you'll be out there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the vampire thing.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I know.
All right. I was supposed to go to that one, but you guys didn't tell me the dates changed. So
the dates didn't change. I told you.
No, you said they were going to.
Stalker.
You said it was going to be on Halloween weekend. The Vampire Diaries, the last thing was going to be the last weekend. And I said I couldn't because I had to work for the nightclub. It's our biggest night, Halloween. And then all of a sudden, 9, 10, 11, I could have gone. But it's too late now.
You can still come. No. I know it's not too late.
Too late.
You got an entire week.
All right, people. That's it for the Sleepy Hollow recap show. Scale of 1 to 10, the premiere episode.
6.
Whoa. Okay. I wrote down here 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10. 6 for you. That's kind of low. That's almost 5.
That's almost 5. But it's not 5. It's a 6.
All right. Cool. All right. So that's it. Amy, I guess let everybody know where they can find all your recap shows, interviews, all that good stuff. Find you and stalk you online.
You can go over to thevro.com or varietyradioonline.com. It takes you out of the same place. If you want to go ahead and send me some hate mail because I didn't like this episode, you can just Twitter me. It's AmyVRO.
I mean, tweet you.
That's right.
There you go. People, check me out. I have a blog called iwatchmike.com. Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter, and iwatchmike on Facebook. And, of course, don't forget our audioboom.com channels. You want to go to mine, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. That is me. And then Amy's is audioboom.com/channel/varietyradioonline.
Yeah.
So
you know, we need to actually start watching what we say, or people's going to log on to that new app that just came out. It's getting ready to launch where they can rate us like Yelp.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care about that crap. I heard about it, but I don't care. But yeah, y'all better watch out. I might start a freaking review for all y'all on the VRO. That'll be fun. I'm like, where do I start it? Who do I start with? All right, people, we're done. We'll be back. I'll be back next week.
Mike will be back. But I'll send my notes. I'll try
you better
to watch
you better
it
do it quick because now I can watch it Thursday night and bam, I can record the show Thursday night. It'll be posted up.
Yeah, more than likely, I'm not going to.
I know you're not. All right, people, everybody have a great weekend. And next week, I'll see you, Amy. You have fun at the Vampire Diaries.
I will.
All right, everybody.
Have a good one. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for the retweets, favorites, all that good stuff. See you later.